You show me brachas, daf nun beis. Mishnah on the nun aleph on the beis, which we left off. Mishnah discusses the chiyuv of tfilas musaf for a yachid versus a tzibur. Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, ein tfilas musafin ela b'chavir, that a musaf is only a mechuyav to davin, only b'chavir ir, only if you have a minyan. There's a minyan of people in shul, in the town. So then you have to have a chiyuv, you have to daven musaf. But an individual does not have to daven. An individual has a daven musaf. It doesn't make a difference whether there's a minyan in the tzibur or not. Whether there's a minyan, there's a tzibur already davening in the town. But when we're sakin musaf, so musaf was for everybody to do, bein b'yachad bein b'rabim. And the fact that a rabim is davening minchot is not a heter, is not pater, is not matter, someone from the not have to daven. So what is the basis of this machlokes again? So the achronim, both in the sugya that we have in the sugya that we have in Bavli and the sugya that we have over here, they discuss in both the Haredim and the Pnei Moshe the different opinions how to learn the sugya. But basically the machlokes would be the difference between shachris and musaf. Obviously shachris is because it's a tefillah, and whether there's a minyan, a yachid has a daven if he's the only one in town, shachris mincha ma'ir. If there's a tzibur davening in shul, shachris mincha ma'ir, if he still has to daven, shachris mincha ma'ir himself. But musaf could be different, because musaf is not a regular tefillah, is not not a bakashos, but tefillah is a tefillah of a, shvachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not taknudim, it's not bakashos, it's shvach, which was misakin kineged tefilas musaf, the carbon musaf. So again, there could be something where you were yotze, your tefilas, your chakras, that they were not, did not put this upon an individual, as long as it was the carbon tzibur, the musaf was a carbon tzibur, the tzibur davar musaf to the yotze. That's in lieu of the musaf of the rabbin, the carbon musaf of the rabbin. But a yokid does not have to daven. If you have that, would be according to Litzman Azariah. If the tzibur has that, come and say, no, you have to. We have a third opinion, which is sort of like in the middle, of Yidomi B'Shmo. He just said, Pshat and Elizabeth Azariah, Kamokam Sheyeshim Chavar Ir, any place where there is a tzibur, Yachid Potter Mitfilas Musafim. You're Potter from Tfilas Musafim. You don't have to daven. Now, again, what is the difference? Tanakama says that a Yachid always has to daven. And he's telling you that a musaf does not have, according to the shita of Rav Yehuda and Lezman Azariah, that if you have a shir tzibur, you don't have to daven. Not like you said in the beginning, the first shita we read in the Mishnah, that if the tzibur is saying musaf, yachid does not have to say musaf. Rav Yehuda was saying b'shmo, Rav Lezman Azariah is telling you the difference would be that if there is a minyan, and the tzibur is davening, you don't have to daven because you can be yotze for the shir tzibur. Not that you don't have to daven musaf. You have to daven musaf. But the difference would be that if the shir tzibur is saying it, you could be yotze with the shir tzibur. But you have to hear the shir tzibur, as the Gemara is going to say. The mele, that would be considered a tur, so it's much less of a shita. So we have three shitas again in the Tan and the Mishnah. That's been Azariah. Only a tzibur has to say, a rabbim has to say, a musaf, yachid doesn't. Come and say, yachid always has to say. Yehuda b'shmodr lezman azariah is that, yes, a yachid also has to do so, but it's masakin. If you have a shir tzibur, then you do not have to, daven yibiyotza, the feel of the shir tzibur, and we're gonna see that in the Gemara coming up. That's the Gemara. The, bibi b'shem rav chanom, Halacha like Rav Yehuda, Shama Mishma Elizabeth Azariah. The halacha is like Rav Yehuda, name of Shimon Azariah. That's the halacha that if you have a tzibur, you yotze with the tzibur, you're not putter, if there's a tzibur, you're not putter from Musaf. You have to daven Musaf. But if you have a shir tzibur, then you can be yotze with him. Halacha is like that. Zok the Gemara, we know not everyone agrees to that. Milsa the Shmuel Amma Kain. We have a statement from Shmuel. The Shmuel Amma, Anon mi yomai lo tzaz musafet. In all my days, I never daven musaf. Elachatzma only one time. The Misbriya at the Reish Kulusa, the son of the Reish Kulusa died, along with Tzolot Tzibura. And the Tzibur didn't get together to daven. They were all mourning. They all went to the Elvaya of the sons of the Reish Kulusa. So in Mela, they didn't come. Therefore, there was no musaf but Tzibur. But Talias didn't have to go daven on my own. So Vice dies that the Lechaira, that a Yachid is Pater, when the Tzibur is daven. When the Tzibur said musaf, then you're Pater. But where the Tzibur didn't say it, like the case over there, they were all busy with the Levaya. So in Mela then, I had to daven musaf. So you see that a person has to daven musaf. If you don't have, the Tzibur is not davening musaf, then you have to daven. So you see, Lechera Raya, Shmuel is a Raya, what we said before in the name of Rabbi Rav Chana Amma, the same idea that we pass on you to the shame of Elizabeth Nazaria. There's the Gemara, we have Lechera, in my focus in this thing. So the Milayu the Rabbanim pligi. Lechera, we have a statement from the Chachamim would be different. Would be different than what we said, what we just said. What's the difference? The Gemara says, the Mar Yaakov, says, Masnisa, the Mishnah, where it says, your potter is talking about a case, the Royim of a Kayotzim. It's talking about a case where you have people who are shepherds, or people who process the figs. So, Mela, their potter of David Musa. But Loyama, Elab, Royim, Makatzim, only those people themselves. The Gemara says, because they say they're on the outside of the town, and therefore there's no tzibur, therefore they're potter. However, Shar Kalodim Chayav, everybody else is Chayav. In other words, even if the tzibur is saying, you have a tzibur saying Musaf, you have to join with the tzibur. You have to say it. You could be Yotzev, the Shia tzibur's davening, but you have to listen to Musaf. You have to be part of Musaf. When does we say the halacha? When does the Mishnah say that they're potter, that you don't have to say? When is the Shita that says that you're potter from davening Musaf or Yachid? It's only if those are the people that are outside of the town. Outside of the town, and Mela, they're never part of the difference. And therefore, therefore, the halacha would be, since they are not part of the tzibur, so they can't be yotze with the shia tzibur, with the musaf that the tzibur is saying. And therefore they would have a requirement, and, those people would be part of. But anybody else who's in the town, who generally is part of the tzibur, and would have to say it with the Shia Tzibur. So therefore, that is the way Rosh Misalora learns, but different than the Haredim. But Shah Kaladim Shem Biyah V'yeshlem Tzibur Chayyavin Afil Yechidim. Then they have to say it with their Yachid. So this Shita holds that the Ptur of a Yachid is only in a Yachid that has no Din Tzibur. But if the Yachid is together in town and there's a Din Tzibur, then in a Kanami, you have to be able to, then you will have a Chiyuv to say, this is the way the Rosh Mitzalu learns, and possibly the Pnei Moshe, a little bit cryptic, the Pnei Moshe, but at least look on to one opinion of Pnei Moshe, but the Haredim learns a different way to learn the Gemara. So the Gemara says, L'chaira, this is not so clear. Because Milsad Rav Yochanan came. This statement that we made of Rav Yochanan is said when the Mar Rav Yochanan said, and here we see as Rabbi Yanai only betchel b'shuk b'tzanti parin. I saw Rav Yanai standing in the shuk and b'shuk b'tzanti parin and davening Musaf. Well, Mahalach Abramas was followed by Musaf. If he was saying chakras, then he finished it. He walked for Amos. He davened Musaf. They ain't chavir b'tzanti parin. And of course, there's no tzibur here. Tziporin was a big city. There were many shuls in Tziporin. So of course there was a tzibur saying. So you see, the fact that he went in Davin anyway, vice dies, that he doesn't agree with the halacha that we said, the name of Yud, the name of Elizabeth Azariah, that if there's a tzibur, a yachid is potter, a yachid is mechuyev to Davin, in the sound of Tziporin, you're able to deal many shuls. And therefore, why would a yachid have to Davin? Why would Rabbi Yemiya, why would Shemar Rav Yanai have to go daven, standing in the shuk and daven Musaf? So you see that he must not hold of this, not like him, neither like Rabbi Shmuel. And therefore, the halacha would be that a yochid has to daven musaf if he's in a tzibur, if he's in a town, even though the tzibur already was yochid, was yotzer, even though the Gemara says he was b'shuk shel tziporei, the shuk usually was out of town, but we say here it's considered the shuk shel tziporei as a din of the town itself, as a din of tziporei itself. And mela, therefore, l'chaira, we have two opinions, and we don't pass like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara says, Achma Kalas, Lechara from Yochanan's Eidos, from Yochanan's testimony about the Anhogar of Yanai, we learn out three things. One, Lashmam and Eklash of one of them, Tziporan, Kid Tziporan. One of them, we learn out that the Shuk of Tziporan has a din of Tziporan itself. And mainly, therefore, it would be a din where it would be, wouldn't be Potter, the Tzibur. You have to have your own, if it would be a Tzibur outside, we said a place where there's no minion, so then it'll be Yochanan's Potter. But in Tziporin, or the Shuk of Tziporin, which has a din of Tziporin, and has a din of Chaverin, has a din, where they said Musaf in the Shul, and the Barabim, so the halacha would be, therefore, you would think you'd be Potter, and the Chiddush should know that the halacha is that he's Chayav as well, if Yanai himself obligated himself to say Musaf, even in a place where the Tzibur said. That would be one halakha that we would see from Rav Yochanan's halakha, Rav Yochanan's observation. So we see that he argued with him, and you are makhli to say Musaf, even in Makom, that you have a tzibur, that says Musaf b'tzibur. And Shemazman, the third thing is, that a person can go ahead and daven shakras and walk dalan amos and daven Musaf. That's a third, second halakha, that we learn on the so we have Lamaisa, Rav Yanai, and his Chaverim disagree with Rav Yehuda, and does not hold, and only all the sheet of Tanakama, that a Yochid is obligated to daven, Musaf, even if the Tzibur itself, is saying Musaf. This is the way the Rashmi Salu again learns the Gemara's Machloikas, and the Gemara's, Kiddush that we're learning out of Rav Yanai. We're learning out of Rav Yanai. So Mamela, therefore, we see that even though Shuk Tziporah was very far, may Rachuk Miomi Tziporah, even though it was very far, the Kiddush is, that's still considered part of the city. It's still considered the same din of the city. Mamela, the city had it, and you'll be in the city, you'd Mekuyev to Daven Musaf, even if you missed the minion, then you're still Mekuyev as well here as well to Daven, because it's considered as a din of Tziporah itself. I said the third thing is that you have to go down Amos, and you can go down Amos. Why down Amos? Salor says, Shabakak is going to die to a love Larak, to verb, Lashon Dekina. Person can go ahead and have enough time to prepare his mind, his das, to prepare Lashon Dekina. Again, we said Shachos and Musa is different. Shachos is Dekina, is Bakasha, is Tefillah. Musa is really only Shvach. But a person can go ahead and, rearrange his prepare himself, his thoughts, to prepare properly to be able to daven, and therefore the Dalan Amos, the walking Dalan Amos would be the shear that you would need to change your focus, to change the focus of the tefillah. But Rav Abba says, love so to Rajat. Amos doesn't mean you have to go Dalan Amos, but it means you have to do shok the Dalan Amos. As long as you had the distance, the amount of time that it takes to, it's the opportunity to think things out and to reset your machshava. That's the reason for Dalan Amos. You see that's what he did. He waited the shear of Dalan Amos before he went ahead and started Musaf. That was the third limud that we learned out of Rav Yanai. And Lamaisa, Halacha, Lamaisa, we paskin that the Halacha would be that you are Machayev. We paskin that you are Machayev. And, that Yochid is Machayev and Musaf. And therefore, that's the way the Babli paskins. And that's the way we paskin here, the Shita, the Chachamim. And therefore, you would have to go ahead and daven Musaf, even if you are in a place where there is no tzibur saying Musaf, or whether there is a tzibur, you always are obligated to say, to say over the say that daven Musaf be yechidus. Says the Gemara, Arvama, so the chadish badavar, you have to mechadish something. What does it mean? When a person is davening Musaf, so you have to mechadish something, which means that we're talking, the case over here is, where a person, is davening, Musaf, and you want to go ahead, and you're davening the Shmona Esrei, and instead of saying, according to the way, again, the Mefarshim learning, that instead of saying the seven brachos of Musaf, which is set over on Shabbos in order to minimize the tikkun on Shabbos, but a person started saying the 18 brachos, one Esther brachos. So what's the halacha? You have to chadash badava. You have to still say something new in the Musaf to mechayiv you the Musaf, something new that you didn't say before, something you're adding something on. What's the cheshbon? What are you adding on? Says the Rosh Hashanah, Tzarek lechadish padavit lahayrosh belibo meschavein enu elav kamasosh yisbal mamakas. It's not that you're davening a second time, just another burden, but you're saying something different, you're adding something. So Melo, you have to say something, add it, and that would be considered as if the tefillah is musaf. The tefillah is musaf. So you have to say open. Now says the Haredim, but tefillah is musaf, lo sagi, it's not enough to you say v'sham nasa kabanos kovasenu k'vidim k'sidra musabim k'lkosam. You have to say some of the kabanos. You can't just say general that you're bringing the kabanos, but you have to specify the kabban musaf that is considered to be apishul yasek kol prate kabanos of musaf. You have to say over all the specifics of kabban musaf on Shabbos, but something you have to say something about the kabanos that you have to say lechadish in order to be able to be considered to be yotzei the tefillah musaf. Shmuel Amayin Zolachash, but no, you can just say over the same Shmoneh the 18 brachas, and the same thing without saying anything about the kabanos, and you don't have to mechadesh anything more. Ain't sorry. Why? Says the Haredim, the Pnei Moshe, excuse me, the tefillah, acheres yilchobos hayom at me'atzma. Because it's a separate tefillah. It's a tefillah you're saying for musaf, which is a chobos hayom. At Shabbos, we're meisiv a tefillah musaf. So you're saying another tefillah, that's the chiddush alone. And therefore, you don't have to say over anything additional, says Shmuel, the gate to Kabanos. Frank the Mavi, I'm coming, Yossi. We wanted to know, Malach Ashpadava, what's the halacha? He asked the Shaila. What's that? You have to mechadish something in saying over for Musaf. I'm a lea, feel Omar, Nasal, Venez, Kabanos, Kaseb, Dmin, Yom, Kabba Musaf. Yatsa, even if you say that alone, you're Yatsa. So we see that, what is he doing? In other words, we had a Makleik as Rav and Shmuel, you have to mechadish something. So Rav says, you have to mechadish something. And Shmuel says you don't have to mechadish anything. So Gemara seems to be saying that Afilu Amar Yossi answered Nasal Vanal Chomasenu. You said something. Vekav Musaf. You said something. You yaitze. So the Zakara, not the Loch is like Shmuel. You don't have to say anything. But rather, if you're not mechadish anything, it's no good. But you mechadish something, and that would be considered sufficient enough to be considered Lachara and Alocha is passing like Rav. Says the Gemara, Rav Shila b'shem Avio, said of another halacha, that the spalo motza asor b'nei adam espalim, person who daven shachris, now you come to shul, and the tzibur is davening. So what's the halacha? Mespalo leyem? You're allowed to daven with them. Says the Gemara, mespalim, you're allowed to daven a second time. You davened already. So the answer is, before you daven, b'yechidus. Now you're davening with tzibur. Davening with tzibur is a new din. It's a whole new din. And therefore, if you daven ready, you go ahead, and you can go ahead and daven Shemoneh Esrei again. This is the psak of the Yerushalmi. In the Bavle, we paskin faker. And again, why is this better? Why would you be allowed to daven the second time? Says the Rashi, Shalom, there's filas tzibur adifa and chiddush. Because you mechadish something. Before you daven yichidus. Now you're davening with tzibur. That's an addition. That's a hausafa. Memela, therefore, it's something extra, and you could go daven with them. But the Bavlis, the Haredim brings down, lo kam like a Bavli, and a chosmas Bavli, you can't go ahead. You could, says the Bavli, you can mistarif la sorah, kadusha and baruchu, you can mistarif kadusha and baruchu, but you can't say Shemoneh Esrei again, and the Yerushalmi says you can. We paskin like the Bavli here, kenega the Yerushalmi. That is the way we paskin in Allah. Proving is not a maisa. They were sitting after they finished davening. Came to Tzibur, was davening. Came to daven again. Come around with Yaakov and Yaakov come to daven. Rav Zeir said to him, look, we davened already. Did you forget that we davened? Yes, I davened. I know I davened. But I'm davening again. The halacha is, you shall be paskins, you could daven again. Again, because it's a tzibur to davening, and therefore, he passed like that, and you can daven again. And you can daven again. says the Gemara, you know, that's the way you paskin. So the Gemara says, Rav Acha, Rav Yonah Moshe, Rav Zera, said, Alokan is Balsha Shakris, Abba Amot, some is Balsha Musav, someone who daven Shakris, you come to the shul and you find that everyone's davening Musav, Mespalimam, you can go and daven with them. You can daven with them. Now the Shaila is, what's the Kiddush? In other words, maybe the, maybe you think that you starting now, what would be, of course you could daven Musav, you didn't daven Musav yet, so now what's the Shaila? The Shaila is only where you're not going to be able to finish in time, and the concern is that you're not going to be able to answer Amen. So says the Pei Moshe, we wrote to the Spalja Shakras, Bezeish Kulukim, Yodeshu Maskul of Goymer. If you're going now to Davin, and the Tzibur is Davin now, in Mikhiyok Ligmo actually Yisrael Shatz, Olof Mishim, Bekov Samuzi, you could go. In other words, they're Davining now, Musaf, you Davin Shakras already, so now you want to go ahead and say Musaf with them, you're allowed to Davin. Aye, maybe if you Davin, you won't be able to finish in time to answer Amen. Doesn't make a difference. You can daven with them because you didn't daven Musav yet. So you have a chiyuv to daven Musav with the tzibur. So you could daven meet if you take, don't finish in time. What about Lonas Bajavas and once a man with Musav? What if the case where you didn't daven Shakras yet? And now you come to daven Musav, you want to, could their tzibur is daven Musav, can you daven with them? Says the Gemara, that depends. You know you can finish davening Shemesh before the tzibur starts. And you'll be able to answer Akbar Vamein, you'll be able to answer Amen afterwards. Then you spalel, you can go ahead and daven with them. Bimlav al yispalel. But if not, you can't daven. In other words, you can finish Mesri in time, you can answer Amen, then you should go ahead and Echanam, you can daven. Even if you didn't daven Shachus yet, you could daven Musav. However, if you're going to daven now, Musav with them, and you won't be able to answer the Tzibur, so the halacha is, you cannot daven with them. In such a case, you cannot daven with them. What's the reason for that? Says the Pnei Moshe, so if you're going to, but since you didn't daven yet, the Tibur, we're afraid you're not going to be able to finish, you have a chiv to answer Amen with them. And if you're not going to be able to answer Amen, then you can't daven with them because you didn't daven your chiv shakras yet. So therefore, you're not supposed to daven. In such a case, you have to wait. You have to wait. Wait till the Kaddish Shiach Tibur starts, and you can daven together with the Shiach Tibur. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He'd be able to, this way, at least can answer Amen with the, together with the Tzibur. Be'ezech, I mean, which Amen are we talking about that you have to wait for? Trey Amran, there are two Amran, there are two Amarayim, I'm sorry, two Amarayim say, they discuss which Amen we're talking about. I'm not like Esnamar. Echad Amen shall kill a Kadosh. Echad Amen shall kill a Kadosh. One Amar says, if you're made of a kill a Kadosh, the other Amar says, Shemei a Tefillah. Echad would be a Machlaik Esnamar said, which Amen we're talking about. Says the Gemara, Be'etzem is no machlokes. Amar HaPinchas, Lo Pligo, and they're not arguing, Ma'ani Amar Ma'amen Shalakel HaKadosh, is talking about the Shabbos. When you talk about Shabbos, when you only say seven brachas, and then the third one, Akel HaKadosh, is the key, is the end of the first brachos, in such a case, you don't say Shmei HaTefillah, no brachas, only have three, and then three, and one for Shabbos, then you have to say a Kel HaKadosh. If you're not going to make a Kel HaKadosh, you can't daven with them. But however, but the Gemara says, where you're saying, besides the Kel HaKadosh, you're also saying Shema Tefillah, which is in Kol all the, is this, at the end of the brachos of the Bakashos. And therefore, in such a case, you can, Bechol, you have to wait to be able to answer Amen to Shema Tefillah. So therefore, they have Shema Tefillah. In other words, what are we talking about? We're talking about is again where you are saying, we're obviously talking about a case of we're saying Shema Tefillah. We're not talking about a regular Shabbos, Shachris, because on Shabbos Shachris, we don't say Shema Tefillah. So the first explain, we're talking about the, a Musav where it's not Shabbos yet, but it's a Shabbos where you say 18, a regular Shabbos, let's say a Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, where you would say the regular Shabbos Shakris, so regular Shakris, so therefore you say all the brachas, all the regular brachas, 12 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei, you just add Yal B'Yavo, and therefore in that case, you would go ahead and you would be able to Yotze, then you wait till, since you won't be able to Shmei Tefillah, in such a case, you would be able to go ahead and then wait for that time, for that bracha, then you would be able to go ahead and answer Amen, and you would be allowed to start Musaf even though you didn't daven Shacharis yet together. This is the way, again, there's three ways to learn this Gemara, the simple Shacharitaria. You have the Haredim in Bekitzer, who seems to learn differently. It seems to have a different gear. So you have the Rishonim in the Bavli, who learn it differently here. And you have the on the side, you have the Maram Pulda, who learns a little bit different than itself, the Gemara's Kasha. So the different, we said the variation, the Chayra of the Chayrinim and the Rishonim that learn in Bavli, who learned this the way they learned the Gemara there, the Chayra, that way we learn the Maskana here as well. Gemara goes back to the Shaila, what your Chiyav Musaf is. Like the Gemara, if a person went to learn the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Rabbon, Gamliel Aimer, Shliach Tzibur, Amotzi, Yes, Rabbi Nechavasa. Shliach Tzibur could be Yotzer, Vatechavasa. When you have a Shliach Tzibur davening, so do you have to say your own, or can you listen to Shliach Tzibur and be Yotzer from him? So the Mishnah says, Gamliel says, the Tanakhama brings down, the Chachalim say that you go and everybody has to say their own. So, but Gamliel says, no, that Shliach Tzibur, you could be Yotzer with the Shliach Tzibur. So the Gemara says, L'chara, Rabbi Chavasan, you could be Yotzer to Shliach Tzibur. So be Yotzer to Shliach Tzibur, so there would be the same halacha, B'kiyu B'kiyu M'teisha Brachos. Even if a person's bucky. Even if a person's bucky in the nine Brachos. Im Yitzchel Yispal V'smal Shliach Tzibur, that would just be Yadda. In other words, the only reason for a Shliach Tzibur, for a Chazor Shashatz, is because of those who don't know how to daven. If one knows how to daven, you should daven yourself. But what if a person doesn't want to daven himself? He wants to be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. Yerachlekes Tanoim. Gamliel says you can be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. Motzi this a Rabbin Yidechavasa. Gemara says we know Rabbin Sparim Hashem Yoichanan. Halacha Gamliel the Ilan Tekusai. Halacha is like Gamliel the Geir to the Gabe Muslim Kabin Muslim the Tilos Muslim and Rosh Hashanah where we have Malchio Shofos with Zichros. So therefore you could be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. With his bracha you could be Yotze with him. The halacha, you can be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. Be'elu abracha says the promotion is Rosh Hashanah Yom Tekiyasa Shliach Tzibur Moti Chavatz Nafamishu Baki B'Shem Ashver Brachos Tuba. Since there's a lot, it's a long Shemin Esrei, and there are a lot of brachos. So me'elu in that tefillah musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we the chama with mekel and allowed a person who knows how to daven be yotze with the brachos of the Shliach Tzibur. This is the shita of the Bavli, and this is the shita of the Gemara says over here as well. So therefore, it got to be that shita we're talking about. When you have many brachos, it's ashvei brachos, there are a lot of brachos. In that case over there, we allowed you to go ahead and be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur's tefillah. So Gemara says, the Maisa, we paskin, so this halacha was saying here, is the halacha is where, is like Rabbi Gamliel, is where is the halacha of Gamliel? Dafka, Ilan, the Tekiyasa, in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, where there's so many brachos, it's difficult for a person to daven, to remember all of them, so though to say all of them, therefore, in such a case, we allow it to be Yotze. But in a regular Shemin Esrei, we do not allow, we pass the Chachamim, we do not paskin, that we allow to, the person to be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. Rav Zeira Rukhizda was sitting in, where? In a time when they were davening tekios in Rosh Hashanah Musaf. They davened Shacharis, and now they were there to daven Musaf, us and Salasa, they came to Musaf, come Rukhizda Mitzalye, Rukhizda got up to daven. And Rav Zeira, long for Tzalye, you davened already, you davened Shacharis, what are you doing? Why do you have to daven? I, Musaf, Musaf, we yotzei Shliach Tzibur, you don't have to daven here, what are you doing? Why are you davening now? What are you davening? Can't be Shacharis, you davened already. It can't be Musaf, because Musaf, can be Yotze the Shliach Tzibur. So, Bemela, therefore, what are you davening? Says the Gemara, Malay, because they said, Matzi, I know, because of Matzi, yeah, I daven Shacharis. But now I'm davening again. I'm davening for Musaf. At Shacharis I daven, but now I'm davening for Musaf. So, the Gemara says, the Nok, the Marvo, the Hoka, because even though when they came, those in Eretz Yisrael came to Bavel, even though they said that they carried over the halacha, the Gamliel says, we paskin, the Gabe Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. We paskin, you can be Yotze the Shliach Tzibur. I know in Lok Avanasei, but I find it very difficult. I can't have Kavana. The Ilok Avanasei, Avina, Nafik HaYosi. If I'd been able to have Kavana, I would have davened, I would have Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. In other words, what's the pshat? In order to be able, you have to have kavana. If I'm not going to daven, say the words myself, I have to have kavana. Listen to Shir Tzibur. And since it's a lot of brachos. It's ashvei brachos. It's difficult to do so. But meila, I can't have kavana. Therefore, I'm going to make my own davening. I'm going to daven myself. But to each bracha, to have in mind separately, to be yotze, I find it difficult. So therefore, I'm davening musaf myself, so they can, I can have kavan in the words when I say it myself. I can say it myself. So even though that's the halacha, and he brought up the halacha from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is over with Kavil, in the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, but I prefer to daven myself because it's difficult for me to do so. I have kavana. So the Gemara says, "Amrav Zeira b'Yeus," and it's correct that Alok the Gamliel called Tanai Tani B'Shem Gamliel, because all the Tanai I'm learning is Alok the name of Gamliel. Yeshua Tani B'Shem Chachamim learns the name of the Chachamim. So you see why? So in other words, really, the Alok is it's Rabbi Gamliel. When Yeshua taught it over to the Talmidim, he taught over the name of the Chachamim. Why? Because we know what is Allah, the Yachid Barabim, Allah Karabim. So therefore you would, to remind us, to teach us, to teach the Talmidim that Allah is like this sheet of a Gamliel, he said Allah is like the Rabim, so that the Chachamim, to know that the Chachamim Moedet or Gamliel, that you can do so. And that's what he says, the Rashmi Salua says, the Moedim Chachamim or Gamliel, Barak Hashem Hashem Yom Kippurim, the Pligal Barak Hashem Shayim Osashana. It wasn't just that he misquoted. Instead of saying Rabbi Yehuda, he quoted the Chachamim. No, what he's saying is the Chachamim omoidet Rabbi Yehuda in this halacha. Where only by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There you can be yotze with the Shiach Tzibur's davening. But otherwise, the other rest of the year, the halacha is like a Chachamim, that you're not yotze with the Shiach Tzibur, that a baki has to daven and say the brachos himself. Rav says, Ado diski b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, who Shiach b'shem Rosh HaTfilah. In order to be Yotze, besides the halacha, you can be Yotze Shiach Tzibur, it is another halacha. Only if you come in and you hear the whole bracha, beginning of Shemini Esrei till the end. If a person comes in and you only hear part of them, that is not, you're not going to be Yotze. You have to hear the whole Shemini Esrei. What are we referring to? What does it mean, the whole Shemini Esrei? So he said, Rosh HaTfilah. Says the Rosh HaSlog, Mayocha, listen to Shiach Tzibur, Shomei HaTfilah, Metchila Atzol. But rather, you can't just say you're going to listen to part of your own. But you want to be able, you have to be there to hear the whole bracha, the whole tefillah. I mean, Rosh HaTefillah, V'yishma HaBracha, is called a Seder. You have to hear the first three brachas, the brachas of the brachas of others, you have to go, then the brachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then the last brachas. But to hear, not to hear the first three ones, just be yotze, the brachas of Shofos, Machos, Zechronos, that you cannot do. That is not going to be able to, you have to say over, you have to hear the whole Mirosh HaTefillah. Amrav Tamcha Bar Yimiyo, Umasnisa Amrakim. This halacha that we said in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it actually says, said our brachos, actually says, this is the order of the brachos, Omer Avos Gerus Kedusha Hashem. You say over the brachos of Avos, Magen Avos, and the bracha of Mechai Mesim, and Akel HaKadosh. Then you have Zichronos, Veshofros, and Malkios. So therefore, you see clearly the Mishnah saying, Mefurish, that it's not enough just to hear their brachos, but rather, the Mishnah is telling you what the Seder is. You know, it's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, and it said, well, Daik, Mishnah Yisrael Gadaik. What did the Mishnah tell you that's for? Where do we see it from? The Mishnah doesn't have to tell you, Alaka, that the Seder of the Brachos in Rosh Hashanah is Avos, Gevuros, Kehla Kadosh, and then the Brachos of Zichron, Shofos, and Malkios. We know that Shemini Esrei all have the same, all have the first three. So why is the Mishnah telling that? It's extra. To tell you that really you should know that it's all together. That you have to tell us all those brachas have to be done in the Seder, Yerosha Tfilah Atzov. That if you just start the middle, you didn't hear the middle ones, you don't hear the ones in the beginning, you're not Yotze. You have to hear them all the way it's said over, the way it was recited there, and therefore, that's what the Mishnah is telling you, and that's the halacha. So even though we paskin, like the Chama Merger or Gamliel, you could be Yotze with the Shia Tzibur, on the Musaf and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's only if you hear the entire tefillah, otherwise you're not yotze. Halacha l'maaseh, though, we paskin that you have to be yotze, but then the rest of the year, we are not yotze with a Shiach Tzibur, and you have to say the brachos themselves, say over yourself. Adkan, hadron lach tefillas hashachar.